Boker Tov, everyone. We are on the bottom of page 300, moving on to 301. Simon Kuf Chavav Siv Beis. We are talking about Shliach Tzibur Shata in the middle of Shmona Esrei. This is a Maisa Shaya last year. It's not only a case where he makes a mistake, but as the Mishnah Berurah says in a couple of places also, if he cannot continue for whatever matter, he faints. Okay, or for that matter, what happened last year is in the middle of Chazaras Hashas, our Shliach Tzibur went and had to throw up. Okay, he went to throw up in the middle of Chazaras Hashas. What in the world do you do when the chazan is AWOL? Okay, what are you going to do if they're not? So that's halacha beis over here. What we're going to do, we'll see if we did the right thing or not. Okay, we'll say what happened over here was someone got up and replaced him at the point where he left off and continued from there. Okay, so says the mechaber over here, Shliach Tzibur Shata. Shliach Tzibur that makes a mistake, as I said before, or he just can't continue for whatever reason. And he cannot go back to the place where he can't figure out where he is. Another person should take his place. Like we explained in Siman Nun Gimel, that means over here is not the time generally when someone says you should be the chazan, you're supposed to refuse the first time, somewhat accept the second time, and only go up the third time. In this case, in the middle of Shmona Esrei, it's not a time to refuse. You go directly up there if you're asked to continue with the Shmona Esrei. So where now do you continue from? And you would start from the bracha that he left off on. That means you start from the beginning of that bracha as the Mishnah Berurah. I explain this, you know, I feel him low ta'elub itself, even if it happens at the end of bracha, she creates auto bracha, command delay sadami. That bracha is like he did not say anything. But it sounds like over here, you would continue from that bracha is going to be fine, and you don't have to continue from the beginning of Shmona Esrei Galiva and go after wherever you left off. And even though the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Ches L'chatchila, it should be someone that was mischaving from the beginning of Chazaras Hashas, the person to take over. But that's not so. Most people don't do that nowadays. And even if it was not mischaving, he could continue from over there. However, the problem is that is what the person who took over for the chazan did. But the problem is the continuation of the mechaber. The case that happened to be that this happened in the middle of Sim Shalom, right? Birkas Kohanim, I believe, is the time where he had to run out. It was right towards the end of the chazan. So he could not continue. And the mechaber says, like we learned many times that there's three sections of Shmona Esrei. The first three brachas are all considered like one bracha, one section. You have the all emtsayos where we have the bakashas, and you have the last three brachas from Ritzayin till the end, which is the last three brachas of Shmona Esrei, is also considered one unit. So Mayabi Gimel Rishonos, we said if you're in the middle of a bracha, you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. So if you're in the middle of the Gimel Rishonos, that's all like one bracha, even if you already said Magin Avraham, even if you already said Mechayim Meisim, but you didn't say Akel HaKadosh, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Gimel Rishonos Matchil Barosh. Gimel Achronos Matchil Ritzay. If it's the Gimel Achronos, then you have to start all the way back from Ritzay, because that would be the correct thing to do if it happens at the end of the Shmona Esrei, to begin with Ritzay. However, the story does not end, because if you look in Bir Halacha, Dibur HaMasel, when you have Megillah Rishonos, it says like this, the person cannot continue, like we said before, this is all coming to Lafuke, the faint in the middle of Atagibor, so you have a sheet over here, the Pitchei Tshuva quoting the Beis Yehuda, saying that, no, he can continue forever wherever he left off, he does not have to go back to the beginning if it's in the Gimel Rishonos. However, he says over here, we don't paskin like that. They don't paskin like this. Now here's the kutz. He says, the muchach medivri agon Rabbi Kivi Eger and Nishmas Adam. It's muchach from the Rabbi Kivi Eger and the Nishmas Adam. The divrayim ayri davkin zel omi tachtav lo kivim mitchila letfilas Shliach Tzibur. That's only if the person did not have kavana from the beginning of Chazaras Hashas till the point where they left off. Avalin kivim letfilas Shliach Tzibur lo safin time. If he was listening to every word of Chazaras Hashas and he did not talk in the middle, he can continue wherever the first person left off in this case. Why? Because he's like Yotze, the half part of the part that the Shliach Tzibur said, and then he can continue from wherever he left off. Now this in of itself is very interesting because this is telling on a major machlokas in the poskim, because what's going on over here is basically if the Gimel Rishonos and the Gimel Achros are all considered like one bracha, he's being yotzei half a bracha through Shomea Ka'ona, and he's going to be saying half a bracha by himself. That in of itself is a machlokas gedol between the Chazon Ish and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, whether one could do that. The Hainu, could someone, let's say, hear half of Asher Yatzar from one person, and then he'll continue, he'll have half of Shomei HaKona, and he'll say the rest of the bracha himself. Are you Yotzi a bracha like that? Or all Shomei HaKona? Or all to yourself? Or can you do this thing and split it half up? Half-half. Look inside Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal. As Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal over here, dear Masal Ein Sarich. HaChazon Ish Cholek, he's Cholek, because according to this Rabbi Kiva Eger, it sounds like he could split a bracha, half and half. HaChazon Ish Cholek, says Morin Rav Eder of Nevetzal. V'sover she'ini yotzer, mishum she'i asher latzeis yidei chovas chelek mi'abracha v'shmia, v'chelko ba'amira, you can't be yotzer half through shmia and half through amira. However, v'das admor zal, v'shtobo zalman, k'das Rabbi Kiva Eger ka'an, he'll pass like Rabbi Kiva Eger on. Also, here B'shem Ramosha also passes like this Rabbi Kiva Eger. Also, that one can be yotzer half a bracha and half a bracha. And therefore, what comes out l'maisa, if you happen to have someone in the tzibur who claims that they heard from the beginning of Sheyatzev Chazar says and they were listening, they can go ahead and continue even though it's in the middle of the Gimel Achronos or the Gimel Rishonos, because they can be Yotzi half through the Chazanet that was there up until this point, and they'll continue from over there. And this is what one of the Rebbeim claimed, that that's his one. That's true. That's what he had. He was listening to Chazar Dafka Taka. This Rebbe is very makbid to listen to Chazar Sashas. And therefore, to continue from wherever the Chazan left off, the Choro would have been correct according to this Rebbe Kivei. We went to Moreno Rabbeinu Harav Shlita, and we said, Lamaisa, what do? He says, the problem though is if the person's going to answer Baruch Baruch Shemo, like we mentioned the other, she mentioned before, Baruch Baruch Shemo, even if you're listening, you're not Yotzi Shemei HaKona, that's a hefsek in the bracha. Okay, it's true that Chazar is a shas, according to Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to answer Baruch Baruch Shemo. Okay? And this Rebbe was saying Baruch Baruch Shemo, I believe, and therefore, Lechori, even though he was listening to the brachas, it didn't matter because he was mafsek in the bracha by saying Baruch Baruch Shemo, by a machazer shkina sol letzion, and therefore he's not going to get none of that. Maureen Ravina of Nevinzal said, So Lechor, according to this, it would be correct to go back to it and say, Maureen Rabbeinu Nevinzal said even further, and this everyone's going to have a problem with. By the last three, you're going to answer Modim Durabonon. If you want to be Yotzi Shomei HaKona, you have to listen to the Chazans actually saying the regular Modim and be Yotzi through that. If you're, let's say, an anal bucky listening to Chazars HaShas, during the Chazars to be Yotzi or Shemana Esrei, you don't say Modim Durabonon. You listen to the Modim and the Chazan like the rest of Chazars HaShas. And therefore, over here, we're going to answer Modim Durabonon. That's also like that you're not Yotze through the Chazan. And therefore, the correct thing would have been to go back to the beginning of Ritzei, like the Shulchan Aruch over here, would have been the correct thing. But the Eved were Yotze, but the Eved, it's a good, you don't have to go Chazar Sashas over again. But that's in terms of this Lamaisa Shiloh once again. If the Chazan can't continue, it all depends on where you're at. If it's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, the middle 13 brachas, if it's going to be in the middle of 13 brachas, at that point you just go back to the beginning of the bracha wherever the Chazan left off. First three, last three, almost all the time you have to go back to the beginning of that section of Shmoneh Esrei. Moving on, Sif Gimel. Yes. Okay, Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel. Kol makom sheyachid chozer mipalel, shliach tzibur chozer mipalel. Any time that a yachid has to repeat his Shmoneh Esrei, so the shliach tzibur is also going to have to chozer mipalim tal kamosov. If the shliach tzibur makes a mistake in the Shmoneh Esrei, he forgets parts of the things that are going to be makiv in Shmoneh Esrei, just like a yachid has to go back, shliach tzibur also go back. Kishim mipal b'kol ram. Chutz mi shacharis shel Rosh Chodesh. The exception to the rule is shacharis shel Rosh Chodesh. The Beir Halacha says also shacharis shel Chol HaMoed. Why? What's the difference between this and that? What's the difference? Why over here? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Vim shachach mashiv ruach v'talmud Torah kai gad machziro. So if he gets mashiv ruach or retain talmud Torah ibracha, the chazan has to go back like a yachid would have to go back. Why? The dafka b'yal of yavol. Davka by Yalav Yavol by Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, Mivdesha Zikaron Echad, Ololokan Olokan, since you're going to daven Musaf, and you're going to mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, you're going to mention Yalav Yavol in Musaf, so therefore, you're going to mention the Inyan Diyoma, therefore you don't have to go back, you can be so much on the fact that you're going to mention in Musaf by the Shliach Tzibur, because you have to remember, on the other side over here, you have... Okay, so this is because of, as Mechaber himself says, Einach, you know, Torah HaTzibor, you have Tircha HaTzibor on the other side over here to make the Chazan repeat Shemoneh Esrei again, only when you're absolutely necessary, where Imamish is not going to be able to say Shemoneh Esrei, and he's not going to mention Rosh Chodesh. Once he's going to mention Rosh Chodesh and Musaf, so we're going to say, Midei Torah HaTzibor, he does not have to go back. Shari Tfilas HaMusaf in Lefanov, Shumasker Barosh Chodesh, Tfilas HaMusaf is still in front of her, he's going to mention Rosh Chodesh. Aval Niskar Kodim Sheishlam Tfilas. But let's say he realized before he finished the Shemoneh Esrei that they forgot Yalav Yavo. Chozel Ritzei, Vimaz Torah Tzibor. To go back just to Ritzei and mention Yalav Yavo, that's not so much Torah Tzibor, and therefore we make him go back. Only if he's already finished the Shemoneh Esrei, then we're going to say B'diavad will be Yotzei through Musaf. Says the Ramah over here, Yesh Omri Din Tabi Shachars, Shal Shabbos V'Yontov, Dini Kamov Rosh Chodesh V'Achi Nagu. Some say, if you make a mistake at Shachars of Shabbos and Yontov, the same Din would be play Obey Rosh Chodesh V'Achi Nagu. Says the Mishnah Brus, Yikon Tezvav, Dini Kamov Rosh Chodesh, Halavush Hevi Deis Bezev Elo Yichriya, Halav Achronim Kotvu Karav, and therefore if he makes a mistake, it's very uncommon this mistake, it means that he davens a weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Chazar HaShas of Shabbos or Yontov. That has to be a very, very spaced out scene. More, that they're not going to notice that the chazan is going to be saying a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, it's not so lemaisa. But that he said, I don't know. The Ras says v'achi nagu. The Beralacha is bothered by this also. What do you mean v'achi nagu? They were that. They were there out of it. There was a minug that this would be okay. But there, that's the sack over here according to the Roma. Sif Dal. So that which Taksiv Gimel is, he makes a mistake in his Chazar Shas. But what if the Shliat Tzibor makes a mistake in his private Shemoneh Esrei that would make him go back? He's never going to go back and daven again. Why? Because he's going to have Chazar HaShas. He's going to be Yotzei, but the Chazar HaShas. He has another Shemoneh Esrei to say in this tefillah. And therefore, we take the Torah HaTzibor. Mrs. Shachar, so therefore he could be Yotzei with his Chazar Shazmi Dei Torah Chatzibor, because Terech HaTzibor, we're not going to make him repeat his private Shemoneh Esrei again. And then the private Shemoneh Esrei, a lot of the reason why the Chazan says the private Shemoneh Esrei is a preparation for the Chazar Shas. Okay, so just do the Chazar Shas over here. El Samech al Tefillah Shispal B'Kol Ram, he'll be Samech on the Tefillah that he's going to say out loud. Now, the last line over here is based on the Gersa of the Rambam that we have in front of us, and it's the Beis Yosef's Gersa also, that the Rambam says that, yes, he's never going to have to go back except for the Gimel Rishonos. V'hu shalota b'Gimel Rishonos. If he makes a mistake in the first three brachas, then he would have to go back. Shim tabahem, the olam chozer, kamoshe yachid yachid chozer. In the first three brachas, he is going to go back. It's just like a yachid is going to be chozer. Already the lecha mishnah is metame on the Rambam over here. Why should that be? What's the difference? Because the tirchah tzibur. What's the difference if you did something ma'akev in the first three brachas? It's true, the first three brachas are very important, but so is the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. If you did a mistake that you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei with normally, and we're willing to waive that and say rely on Chazar HaShas, why can't he rely on Chazar HaShas for the first gimel and three brachas also? So in Echanami, if you look at the Torah doesn't even mention, he quotes the Rambam and leaves out the end of the Rambam over here. L'chor the Torah had a different gears than the Rambam. He didn't have this difference between the first three brachas and the end of the three brachas. And that's why if you look inside, Mr. Burr over here, Sikon Yudzayim, first he says, even within Dasa Mechab, he says, V'dafka sheniskar kodem sheishlin tfilasa. This the opinion of the Mechaber is only going to be if he realizes he forgot, let's say, Mashiv Ruach Merid Agash in the first three brachas, and he's at the end of Shemoneh, still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. The lace was that Torah Tzibor Kokach, because that wouldn't be as much of a Torah Tzibor. Avol Acher Shehim Tzilin Tzilaso in a Chozer. If he's already finished his Tefillah, then he's not going to be Chozer. Ken Kata Lushchen Iskimo Harbi Achroni. Then he brings down the Torah. Ubet Torah Paliku Mekel Afilo Begimel Rishon as the Torah is Mekel even in the first three brachas. He would never, the Chazan in his private Shemoneh Esrei, would never have to repeat again. Bechol Tzilaso. Bechol Gav. Vasemachalav lo hivsin. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is willing to be samach on this. You want to be samach on this? You're not going to be mhisin, because at the end of the day, chayot mishem le rabba v'chein mashu v'bira grosh halacha ketor. It's mashu from the grosh. That the real halacha is like the tour over here, not like the gears that they have in the Rambam that Gimel Rishonos is different. And therefore, lemaisa, for sure, for Ashkenazim, we are for sure going to be samach on this, that any mistake that Shliat Tzibor makes in his private Shemoneh Esrei, a lot of people don't know this, because people don't ask, and it's their private Shemoneh Esrei. Okay? It might not do. If a private Shemoneh Esrei, you make a mistake, if you can correct it still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, say you forgot Fatein Talmud Dalai Bracha, so you say it in Shema Koleinu. Okay, you go back to Barech Aleinu if you need to. But if you are going to make a mistake that is going to make you repeat Shemoneh Esrei, you would never have to go back again, and it can be Samech on the Chazaras HaShas. Ad Kan for today.